Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. Bruce Bush is a name that won't be known to many of you, but to my mind he's a key New Zealand musician, and he's been in some of the best Dunedin bands of the 80s and 90s. And recently on Counting the Beat, I took a look at Flying Nun releases that I'd like to see re-released now that the label is back under the control of Roger Shepherd. And one of those was an EP which features Blucher. It's from the Alpaca Brothers. The EP was called Legless. It came out in 1986. And we'll take a listen to a song from that EP. This one is called It's No Joke.
We'll be right back.
That was Alpaca Brothers with It's No Joke from the Legless EP, featuring Bruce Blucher on guitar and vocals. Now, Blucher's played both guitar and drums for any number of other Dunedin and New Zealand acts, such as This Kind of Punishment and Sandra Bell, but it's for a couple of his own bands that I best remember him. One is Cyclops. They were a kind of Dunedin super band, including Blucher, former Look Blue Go Purple member Kathy Ball and Peter Jeffries, and later on Andre Richardson. And they were active, I seem to recall, in the very late 80s and in the early 90s. They released some great singles, which were mainly on obscure American labels, but luckily those have all been gathered together in a compilation, which was now itself is very hard to find, called Goat Volume, that came out on a Dunedin label called IMD in the late 90s. So let's listen, we'll probably listen to a couple of tracks from Cyclops, but the first is from a 1991 recording. It came out as a single. It's called Simpleton. Cyclops were one of the most exciting live bands you could ever hope to see, and I seem to recall, admittedly through a fairly drunken haze, that it was one really great song which never saw the light of day in recording, and White Horse, I think it was. It was really struck me. It was always my favourite one there at the Empire Tavern. Now, a little after Cyclops, Blucher went on to form Trash, who were, well, I don't know, a little darker maybe, a little heavier. They released three albums, Grit and Butts, Not Gate and Mihi Waka. We'll hear a track from the last one. In Trash, he was formed by Robbie Yates, another well-known new Dunedin musician, and Andre Richardson, and this is from, as I say, Mihi Waka. This is called The Difference.
Thank you.
Do You Know the Difference from the Trash album Mihi Waka, their third album. Trash split in 1994. In fact, I was there to witness it as they literally disbanded in a fight on stage at the Empire Tavern. Now, it was not all noise with Bruce Blucher. Again, in 1994, he recorded on a single with a woman called Viv Crow, and that was under the name Brown Velvet Couch. And the single is called Once in a Very Blue Moon. Here's the B-side from that. It's called Soft October.
In the stillness of a reflections always with the other way. Passion lies here in the early hours of reality. There is no trouble with a weak mind. Passion lies between my eyes. He lies between my eyes. It's a soft October morning. Could have given me some warning, but you just went ahead and committed the crime. And for a minute I thought I saw the flicker of a flame. I heard you snicker as you were dishing out the blame. And you say, we don't blame this time. We don't blame this time.
We're gonna make it.
Soft October from Brown Velvet Couch. I've got a feeling, unsubstantiated, and I'd love it if a listener could let me know through countingthebeat.gn.nz that Viv Crow may have been the proprietor of the Empire Tavern. But anyway, that single, Once in a Very Blue Moon, carries the influence very obviously of The Renderers, another band also hailing from Port Chalmers. Bruce Blucher was one of the Port Chalmers set. And The Renderers were active in that same scene at around the same time. But a very nice single if you managed to get your hands on that. And later in the 90s, Blucher performed under the name Pointy Little Stick, and with a range of musicians, sometimes Peter Jeffries, sometimes I think Robbie Yates, Andre Richardson again, and we'll hear something from that now. Unfortunately, only a couple of songs have made it through to the modern day, only a couple recorded, and they're both on long out of print compilations from Arc Records, which was the offshoot of a collective cafe in Dunedin. This is from their compilation Flying Way Too High by Pointy Little Stick. It's called The Walk.
George Street, dodging the traffic.
pointy little stick there with a song called The Walk, and that's on an art compilation called Flying Way Too High. And who played with them there? Let's have a look. Pointy little stick. Oh, there it is. Yeah, playing there with Gary Dalhousie and Troy Kerr, and that was recorded at Art Cafe in 2000. Now, there's a CD featuring Blucher that I haven't been able to track down at all. In fact, it was released as a cassette and an LP, not a CD at all. It was from a band called the Pink Plastic Gods. It was called In the Lap of the Gods, and I would dearly love to hear something from that. That band also features Bruce Russell of the Dead Sea, and if anyone has got that and can get me an MP3 of something from that, I'd love to hear that. Again, contact me through countingthebeat.gen.nz. Now I think we'll go back and finish off this look at Bruce Blucher with another song from Cyclops. This was recorded a little bit later in 1994. They did another recording session with Brendan Hoffman of IMD, and this was one that came out of it. It's called Nine Unknown Men. You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced by Chris Walker for Waiheke Radio. On this episode, we've focused on the music of Bruce Blucher, with music from Alpaca Brothers, Cyclops, Trash, Brown Velvet Couch, and Pointy Little Stick. You'll find more information on countingthebeat.gen.nz.